Here's the situation first responders prepared for. Police cars and ambulances fill the north parking lot of Indiana University's basketball arena, Assembly Hall. Three criminals are said to have doused athletes and onlookers inside the building with an herbicide called Paraquat. After police arrive, the transgressors shoot one woman and take another hostage, ultimately sequestering themselves in the field house. Monroe County Local Emergency Planning Committee Vice Chairman and Indiana University Police Lieutenant Tom Lee says handling the scenario is practice which will keep county responders prepared in the event of a real emergency situation. The problem is, it's clear, this is nothing like a real emergency. Police officers casually stroll through the Assembly Hall lobby. Buses and ambulances wait outside to pick up victims they already know will need transportation to the hospital. And just as two police officers from the response team walk through the door, someone else comes by to hand out snack bags of chips and candy to volunteer victims who stand casually in groups chatting. The victims wear paper cards pinned to their shirts describing their symptoms, so there's no need for acting, lying down, or wearing makeup.
I guess they're responding. This is
Two officers head to the field house to apprehend the hostage takers. But, Lee notes, they're trained not to put up much of a fight.
They're going to be given instructions. Okay, you, at such and such a time, you come out here and you post yourself there. And the other two, the ones who aren't neutralized, so to speak, will then, in fact, once the rest of the CERT team enters the arena, then they will, in fact, do as they're told.
Ryan Todd, an instructor for the American Red Cross and a victim in this year's event, calls the drill full-scale light. And he would know. Todd has served as a victim during several emergency drills, including one search and rescue practice in which he was buried under about 3 tons of rubble. He's also responded in the aftermath of actual emergencies, including helping with rescue efforts following the collapse of the World Trade Towers. Todd says knowing what to do and doing it during an actual emergency are two different things.
I'm an EMT myself, and yeah, I have one patient. I know what I'm doing. I follow my protocols. That's easy. But when I have 18 people outside my door waiting to come see me, and you know they're all acting out, and I'm actually doing vitals, and I'm actually doing medical history, and actually doing procedures and stuff, well, it's a different story.
Lee says county departments in the drill focused instead on communication between their agencies, making elements of surprise or realistic detail unnecessary. Back at Assembly Hall, the decontamination process has begun. Some victims are carted through a small white tent, carried on backboards, and loaded into ambulances. Others are simply asked to walk through and board waiting city buses set to transport victims to Bloomington's two area hospitals.
Yeah, you can go.
This is where we've asked you to shower, and you and Mr. Sherman had to go in the shower. Just go ahead and as you go, just keep going, progressing through.
Okay. At Monroe Hospital, victims' names are taken, and two volunteers are decontaminated again by stepping through a small blue tent that victim Susan Hingle compares to a car wash. This time, responders use real water, but skip the soap, scrubbers, and the 20-minute soak required in the case of an actual chemical spill.
Go ahead and turn around a few times. Make sure you get good and clean, completely wet.
Hospital employees explain that typically they'd take vitals, diagnose symptoms, and lead patients to the proper area to be treated. Instead, they're herded to the cafeteria for more snacks. For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.